This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Without even looking, I have dozens and dozens of articles a day with major universities saying whiteness is inherently evil. It must be eradicated. White women, if your baby's part white or white, kill it. UMV to host lecture on existential threat of whiteness. It's just total civil war, psychological warfare. We're going to get more into this in the next segment and play clips. But they're taking out of calendars now Easter, but leaving other religions holidays. Apple, they're now banning saying Jesus in ads. $500,000 if you don't bake the gay cake. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to let you put an ad out saying come to our church and meet Jesus. Because that's false advertising because Jesus isn't real. It's the atheists, everybody, are now controlling everything we do, and they know it. They admit they're doing it. I think they've jumped the shark. I think just like in Europe, people are bringing in nationalists and free speech folks in every election. I think that this is going to be their Waterloo.
I mean, this is just incredible, the policing of language. And I do believe people are starting to wake up saying, all right, we know there's a war on Christianity. There has been. But now a church in Australia was actually forced to change their digital signs. They could no longer invite people to their Easter Sunday event. And they couldn't use the word Jesus because it was offensive.
And they're saying on their signs, on their property.
It was offensive to some people who might see these signs. They're offended by the word Jesus. They were allowed.
It's hate speech. Colleges are taking down the word man, and major colleges in their writing department give them handbooks saying, don't say man, because the word man's bad, and they're taking down murals of football players off field houses because seeing masculine men, and another thing I saw is Jones takes his shirt off in a few ads and, you know, at the beach, so now it's like a dirty thing if I take my shirt off, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everything's got to be sexualized. Everything is offensive. Everything like is a hate crime. It's a word of hate speech, which is what they're trying to teach these kids. That's when we can put regulations on free speech is when it's hate speech. Oh, okay, we'll give you that. Well, then what's hate speech? Jesus. Saying the word Jesus is such a hate
speech. And by the way, it's not isolated. When we come back, I've got like five articles of the same thing in England, in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it started, remember, 15 years ago, you'd read about kids bringing Christmas cards.
Right.
And they'd say, oh, separation of church and state, you can't do that. They're individuals. They have a right to hand out baseball cards, satanic cards, whatever they want, on their own time to their friends. It's not church and state when you have free speech.
Or we have schools actually teaching about the tenets of Islam and having their students write.
It's the same thing in Europe. They don't take you to churches. All the schools in the U.K. take kids twice a year to mosque.
Right.
What is this about? Why do they have such a hate for Christianity, the left?
Well, part of it, I think, is just because we know Islam is a really fast-growing religion, and there's many more people being born every single day into that religion.
So they're just siding with it.
I think so. It's either that, or maybe it's that it's the more kind of authoritative, tyrannical religion.
And there's a lot of pedophilia in it. We know that's the left's religion.
Everyone's submissive. No one's allowed to do anything against the state, which is the church. And so that's kind of where I'm thinking, where this is okay, but even Muslim people out there should fight back against this, because do you think it's going to end here with saying Jesus, or will they now say eventually that, you know, to put up Prophet Muhammad or whatever is going to be a hate speech?
And I can't believe we're even here calmly talking about this, and that's the point I want to make when we come back. I thought about this morning, but I wanted to make the whole show about this. I try to go to churches. And they don't even say Jesus, and they're up there milquetoast, and they're all part of this ecumenical movement. They're just clubs. They're just basically, you go to big churches to swing with other couples. I don't do that, but they're large mega churches are swinger clubs, okay, or they're places to feel good.
I saw that video.
It's true. I mean, you want to pick women up, go to church, man. You can't get them off of you. And that's what it is, basically, sex clubs. And so that's what Satan's turned these things into. So we're going to come back to that, because where are the churches on Easter? There's war on God, war on Christ, war on the right of religion, and you're not going to hear a damn word out of these things, because the preacher's back in the back, you know, trying to have sex with your five-year-old. Yeah, they're a bunch of devil worshipers.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, I should have been mentioning towards the end of this hour, Mr. Crowder, Stephen Crowder, who got banned for a week off of Twitter for the great crime of sending one of his crew dressed like a robot to a transgender meeting that he paid to get into at South by Southwest. He showed up and went, beep, 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 beep. I identify as a robot. You must accept this. And that's really the yardstick, is golden dragonettes, ornate buildings, Google as people where you have to identify them as an ornate building.
Swamps and marshes.
And so whatever happened to humor? And the people inside actually thought it was funny. They got the joke, and they liked the attention, and they thought it was funny. But no, they're banned. You're banned for humor now.
Right. I mean, this is the South by Southwest has become such a joke. It's just a progressive leftist meetup now. And anything that is a dissenting opinion on that, you are not welcome to be there. You see all their guests. It's people from the deep state trying to recruit techies to come help the government. Or you got Obama, former President Obama or Michelle Obama being the keynote speakers at these events.
Calling for restricting speech.
Right. Or you have the AI is going to take over everything. And if you dare question your tech overlords, then you're out. And you can really actually see, again, this goes back to us talking about not being afraid of all of these tactics they're using, because we are going to win. It's backfiring on them. South by Southwest is like the super small this year. They actually had to combine all the festivals into one.
It seemed
like it was crowded.
Oh, I said 2 years ago, I said it's dead.
Yeah.
And remember when we were handing out free pamphlets just on the street and the police said, we've been ordered to arrest you. We know it's not the law. And then they just kept ordering them to arrest us because they were stopping our street teams handing stuff out on city streets.
Right.
And I said, it's dead. It's a Nerdville. It's a joke. It's over.
Right. It's there's no innovation there.
There's nothing more uncool than hearing an Islamicist, Sadiq Khan, come and call for the end of free speech and the head of YouTube come and call for it. I mean, you want to be a schmuck, go to South by Southwest.
Exactly. It's like that's...
It's schmuck fest.
When Michelle Obama was here, that was her keynote speech, was about how to get musicians and artists to create content for the government. Remember I did that video and I was like, well, if they asked you to create a song promoting vaccines, could you? And they all just came up with something. a little. Yeah, I'd love. So if
take the shot, have a convulsion, or you're gonna be brain damaged for life. If you wanna be on a respirator, if you wanna die, it's the thing to do. Kill yourself. Drink the fluoride. We love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But sorry, you should have seen their face. It's like they never expected that President Obama would no longer be the president. They're totally fine pushing government propaganda if it was for Obama.
And by the way, he's on the road. So,
hey, what happens if another president comes in that you don't like and wants you to do it? And then, of course, now imagine if
Trump came and said, I need your help with propaganda.
Right.
Because the globalists are on the ropes. They're like, ban speech. Help us. Help us with your speech. We'll put you to the top. Help us. We just want to have a world government where the big banks make hundreds of billions and you don't get anything. We're real liberals. Yeah. Bezos.
Right. And so they're trying.
We love the communist Chinese that put Buddhists in, you know, huge laboratories and steal their livers. It's real liberal, though. Yeah. Join us. We're real liberal. Screw people who want lower taxes and prosperity. Why, they're Nazis. Yeah, yeah. Ban that Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He said there's slave colonies and Martians. No, no, I didn't.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
And people walk by, they go, lost your family. You think this kid's on Mars. I go, $1,000. I want to go out there with $1,000 in my hand. Stop myself and say, $1,000, anybody can show me video. You know how to search engine. I'm going to do it. I'm going to just show up at a tech conference and go, $1,000 for anyone that can show me saying there's Martian slave colonies. They won't even care. They'll just go, Martian, 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 Martian. I'll go, $1,000 anybody can show her for the Russians. Shut up, you effing Russian. Yeah. Oh, you don't want the grant because they know it's a lie, Leanne.
They go, just gay frogs.
You lost your kid. Gay frogs, gay frogs, gay frogs, gay frogs.
Yeah, but then you actually say, yeah, atrazine, you give them the information they need, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't help the meme. I just want to go around and make fun of people. I don't need the facts and the information. It's just more fun to feel like I'm morally superior and that I've got all the information.
Well, that's it. If they gang up, and that's the thing, is we've created this thing where betas and people can run around, but betas in history, if they're allowed to do whatever they want outside of the bounds of people standing up to them, they become the worst tyrants.
Right. I mean, they're totally okay with setting up their algorithms to target one specific political group because their ideas, they don't like, they don't even want to hear them.
And if you watch the Project Veritas videos, Leanne, they just sit around going, we love controlling them.
Yeah,
we see some old redneck lady with American flags, something about veterans. She doesn't know that no one can hear her, that she just posts for years and no one can see it, the dumb old bitch.
Right.
You know, they're like,
right. Or people who
we're going to send CNN out to her house to call her an agent.
Yeah. Or you have people who are in charge of doing the genome testing, admitting that they mess with people and it's not super accurate. So if they know a certain group, you know, doesn't want to have any African American blood, or oh well, then we just kind of joke with them and put in a little in there. Where it's maybe less than 1%.
That's it. It's all just fraud.
It's fraud.
And they've all said to each other, we're going to lie. We're going to cheat. We're going to steal. But major studies from the UK to the US show, I always flip these backwards, but it's 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to lie and not give to charity. And the numbers are all similar. So these are just wimpy, stupid, lying crap asses that don't want to have real jobs, but they've been given jobs managing us, the producers. That's what this is slavery.
Right. Well, yeah,
they've created spoiled, rotten idiots at universities with Gruber, but they go, here, Gruber, like this, I'm going to teach you how to lie and get jobs. We manage the slaves. Now, I'm going to teach you how to lie. They're like, yes, sir, teach us how to lie. And then, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
How do I be a scumbag piece of filth? Well, I'll teach you. I'm Gruber. Now, thank God the public doesn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. We prey on them.
Exactly. And that's why we do need to start seeing some top-down accountability, which everyone is waiting to see what happens this Friday night is the cutoff to find out if McCabe is going to get be allowed to resign or be fired tonight, right?
He needs to be fired!
There needs to be some top-down accountability, finally, that people can see this is not okay if but that's what it is. It's like, well, everyone else is doing it. Everyone else is lying and taking advantage of people. So why don't I do it a little bit, too? There's no consequence.
And, Leanne, we never got into the churches. I've got a stack. I've got video clips from the U.S., from England, from Australia, banning the word Jesus, banning, saying Jesus lives at our church. Come feel his spirit. Banning the billboards, banning. We'll get to some of those clips to get to our guest, who's getting beat up by Antifa. And the media celebrates that a woman beaten up by Antifa, but she fought back. We're going to be talking to Lucy Brown, who works with Tommy Robinson on the other side with Leanne McAdoo, just briefly. But I'm so excited about it. It's our latest Super Blue hit products, our colloidal silver and iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste is now back in stock. And we have Super Silver Immune Infusion. And you can gargle it or just spray it in the back of your throat. And we're rolling it out with the one-ounce bottle with $3 of product. It costs us $3 to produce each of these. And to give you an idea, I could put 30 cents in this of some cruddy silver, and it'll still help you. This has iodine. This has colloidal silver. This has peppermint and a bunch of other key things in there. It's got the patented system, very, very strong silver, and with all the claims you can make with it, that's silver, Sol, nano silver, and so much more. Deionized water, peppermint, essential oil, iodine from the EDDI, all of it. You want to get this, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about for topical on your hands, you talk about for good breath, but mainly what these guys do to viruses and bacteria. This is next level, and it's available. It's great with our normal colloidal silver, silver bullet. It's great with the toothpaste. It's all there. We're coming out with bigger bottles that'll be here soon that scale up, obviously, but it's all very affordable. $9.95. Get it today. Super Silver Iodine Infusion Immune Gargle. Amazing new product from Super Blue Family at InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And now, MycoZX, the other equation of probiotic, knocking out the yeast, the mold, the candida, it's now stronger. It's plus now. So we have MycoZX plus stronger.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As everybody knows, I got pretty upset over the weekend and on Monday with the footage of Tommy Robinson in the UK and, of course, his great camera lady, Lucy Brown. Now, Antifa, at least nine of them, attack her, attack him. She's got screenshots she sent us where they were planning it. And there they are attacking a woman. Now, I know it's popular. Your hair right now is kind of pink purple, Leanne. I like it. But I was saying, well, she really looks like she's in good shape for a gray-haired woman. But she's a young, beautiful lady. Now that we actually have her, you know, here on Skype, I had just not seen her before in front of the camera being beaten up. So I couldn't tell because I just saw a lady with gray hair and people grabbing her hair and attacking her. But so I have to make the correction that she's a young lady, not an old lady. Not that it matters. But she ended up kicking one of their butts and getting them off of her, and they ran away. Tommy knocked down about at least four or five of them. This all happened at a McDonald's. So they were meeting at a mosque planning open warfare because they had an informant inside around the corner. So this is how crazy this is. This lady has a lot of courage. We're talking about the war on free speech. War on the free speech in the streets. War on free speech in talk radio. Lawsuits against free speech. Fox News sued for investigating Seth Rich's clearly suspicious murder. So Leanne McAdoo's here with us. And, of course, Lucy Brown. So, Lucy, amazing job. What's it like going through this? Where do you see these attacks going? How do you get the courage? I know in the next segment you've got some new exclusive video clips and things we're going to play that you'll walk us through. But I got to tell you, you and Tommy Robinson and the rest of your crew, you're my heroes.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, well, we've known it's this bad for some time now, and me and my friends often say that the day that Richard Spencer got punched was the day when the bar was set very, very low, because we saw how many people celebrated it afterwards, how many people fetishized it. We saw the memes coming out saying, punch a Nazi, it's okay to punch a Nazi. And of course, you know, who's a Nazi? Well, we decide that. So we've realized that it's going to be violent for some time. Antifa in London have been basically going for me and my team now for near enough over a year since we started this. So we know what we're up against. We've often had memes going floating around in London saying, punch these people on site without debating them, you know, no debates. They've doxed Kaylin and George, our other two cameramen. George was with me on the day and also was grappling with one of them and just about managed to get that footage of me on the floor, because if he hadn't have got that footage, then no one would have known that happened. So it was very lucky. But, yeah, it's been this way for quite some time, so We just get on with it, because it's, you know, the important thing is showing people how bad it is.
And Twitter lets them organize violence. They let them organize attacks on you.
They're calling for violence, clearly.
For radio listeners, Lucy and Leanne, whoever wants to do it, describe for radio listeners, that's the majority of our audience, the flyers they're putting out saying attack you.
Well, I mean, there were some that actually had pictures of me, Kaylin, George, and Tommy saying, if you see these people, don't speak to them, etc., etc. But, of course, there are a kind of more extreme version of Antifa who, I don't know, I think they kind of come from the older school type Antifa. Maybe they did actually used to fight neo-Nazis back in the past, but now they're kind of sad old alcoholics that will just punch anyone they want. And they tend to be the ringleaders of these groups. So they're the ones that are kind of trying to go a little bit extra and trying to post our addresses. Lots of them, they were posting where I work. They were telling people, this is what she looks like. If you see her around, show her what anti-fascism is. And on the day, of course, they posted something onto their own Facebook page saying, this is Lucy Brown, she's all right, which isn't true.
And Facebook then lets them do whatever they want. Well, since they misrepresent who you are, why don't you tell Lucy Brown your background, what got you into this? I mean, tell folks who you are.
Well, it's funny. I'm, like Tommy said, I'm a lot different to Tommy. Same with Kaylin. I mean, we're all kind of middle class kind of media kids that pretty much, some of us don't even come from a big city. I mean, I come from Cambridge, privately educated, went into kind of fashion photography and post-production. Nothing to do with this at all. But I think during the Trump election, definitely watching InfoWars and things like that kind of made me realize how corrupt the media was. And I felt quite disgusted. I felt quite angry at how much we were being lied to. And then, of course, when I saw Tommy, I was programmed to think that he was this horrible racist Nazi and not to listen to him. But then, of course, I saw his Oxford speech. And the rest is history. As soon as I realized how much they'd lied to me about him, I soon realized how much they'd lied to me about everybody else. And then everything just unraveled. And, of course, I met George and Kaylin because they went out to a women's march. I don't know if you've seen this last year, around January, they went out and they were trolling some of the feminists and trying to see if they could answer basic questions. And as soon as I saw that video, I got in touch with them immediately. And we've been friends ever since, and we've just been working together ever since. But we've been following what's been happening in America for some time, so we know how bad it is over there. And in the UK, we tend to copy you guys. So obviously, the Antifa over here is
I mean, I'd say that's what Tom is telling me off air. You're kind of more a libertarian, middle of the road. You're just a well-educated person, and you saw oppression, you saw tyranny, you saw media lies, and you felt drawn into this, and now you have 9 full-grown men trying to beat you to death because you're a reporter, and the media is celebrating men attacking a woman.
Yeah, New York Times says it's great.
What to wear? MSNBC says, you know, go out and physically attack people.
Right, New York Times, what to wear to smash the state.
The Huffington Post says in that article you've got, if white people move into your neighborhood, hit them in the head with a club.
Right, it's totally fine. Get violent.
And that's what the KKK does. Blacks move in your neighborhood, you attack them.
Now, if you are conservative and you're talking about how Democrats are going to lose the Second World War II, you can't put that out because now you're calling for violence against the left. But if you are actually calling out for violence to go and punch these people on sight, in the case of...
And, of course, that was done to point out the Democrats lost the first Civil War and they'd lose the second, to point out they were the slave people. They don't want that fact.
Yeah, we don't need real...
You know, the average leftist I talk to actually believes that the South was Republican, and they don't even know.
They believe in the big switch. I mean, that's what they're taught in school.
They're so stupid. So, getting back to Lucy Brown, for people that didn't see the viral video with tens of millions of views and all the rest of it, what else did people not see that was behind the scenes when the camera was knocked out of your hands?
Well, let me think. We're trying to get hold of the CCTV footage, but I think we've kind of got enough here and there. I mean, the most shocking thing, actually, the most upsetting thing, was how many people are saying it's fake or it's staged. People seem to think that Tommy has hired these people to come and attack us, which if he had, I think I might have to have a little word with him. But it's funny, quite a lot of people probably think like to call themselves feminists and like to say that they stand up for women's rights, and yet here's a video of a woman on the floor, and, oh, it's fake, it's staged, or even better, I've seen some people say that I deserved it, which is very nice.
Oh, let's stop right there. They want to ban Trump from coming. Michael Savage is banned. They almost banned me, and they had government intelligence come interview me last time I was in the UK. That's on record, to even let me in, and that was just a family vacation. So this is all real. They tried to claim that Laura Southern and Brittany Pettibone weren't real and blocked. So it's not that people are just, they're denying what they did to you in a military tactic. You understand? These people online saying, oh, this didn't happen. They know full well. They call themselves anti-state. They're really communist. Everything they do is deception. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course. I mean, someone on 4chan quite rightly pointed out that, you know, you say it's fake, but at the same time, you're closing all of your accounts when 4chan started to investigate and try and figure out who these people are. So pick one. Is it fake, or do you not want people to find out who did it? Because thanks to 4chan, I think we may have actually identified some of the people. So thanks to the people on there. But yeah, what you saw is pretty much what happened. We were in the car park getting ready. Tommy was strapping his GoPro to his chest. I was fiddling about in the back of my car. George was just setting up his camera.
Stay right there. We're going to come back. We're going to come back. The woman attacked by 9 vicious, foaming at the mouth thugs. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lucy Brown works with Tommy Robinson, and she is a camera lady who does a great job. And there were the nine thugs attacking her, going for her first. Wow, we were just, you know, during the break talking to her about how they organized online and pre-planned their brutal attack on her. And they had the flyers they put out so they knew they were targeting if they ever saw them. They believe somebody in the restaurant called them and they were nearby and came to attack. This is just premeditated evil. I've got a lot of questions, but I know you've got a lot of points. Lucy Brown, Leanne, where is this going? What do we do? Is this Antifa stuff peaking, or is it getting worse? And what needs to happen to these people?
I don't know. I mean, I would say that your Antifa are a bit worse than our Antifa. Our Antifa, as you see, are quite embarrassing, to be honest. So I'd like to think that Antifa over here aren't going to spread. And I'd like to think that people thinking of joining Antifa will see that footage and decide that actually maybe this isn't a movement for me. But I think in general, they are kind of a distraction. They're not people that we should really be worried about too much. But of course, there they are at every event. They're shutting speeches down left, right and center. They're attacking people going in. They're trying to attack the speakers. So, yes, they are annoying. But I'd like to think that enough people now are going to see that and get up and actually fight back, which is kind of what's happening in London at Speaker's Corner.
But Lucy, you've got courage. You're honorable. You're educated. You're a smart lady. It's the manifestation of 9-10 thugs willing to beat up a woman, even though, of course, they're wimpy scum. Of course, they're like Gollum or something. The point is that this is an ideology this sick.
Right.
This is like Hitler's only one step away. I mean, this is to go beat up a woman mm-hmm. in a McDonald's parking lot is just next level, and have the media defend it or make jokes about it
right.
or call it a fight. When they're trying to rob you of your equipment. I guess they did rob you of equipment. I mean, you got mugged. A woman got mugged by at least 9 men, and the media and the left are celebrating it. That's your headline.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm in this world. I know what to expect. We all do. We all know what happens. I've seen Tommy get in trouble before. It's just what happens. But, I mean, there is a part of me that does feel sad when I realize that actually no single media outlet has got in touch with me. I've had maybe one friend get in touch with me. This is sort of something that's just going to get brushed under the rug. And yet, at the same time, in the UK, you had things like a woman walked into a McDonald's and a black security guard said, please, can you take your hijab off? Maybe because there's some rule about headgear or something. And it became a news, you know, a global or whatever, massive story in our country. And people were protesting outside McDonald's. And she was getting all these retweets, special treatment and everything. And yet there I am on the floor. And, yeah, apparently it's that's just what I should expect. And it is sad. So I don't really know what to say. I am sad about it. But at the same time, it is what it is. I don't know. What do you do?
Now, I understand you're not being a drama queen about this. I'm saying we all need to, as libertarians, as conservatives, as free thinkers, as common sense egalitarians, whatever you want to call us, we tend to not run around like chickens with our heads cut off. But when you've got armed guys not letting us go to a demonstration and the police do nothing in Austin and the left attacking everybody's speech and gangs of little meth heads stomping around beating up women and the media makes a joke out of it, it's a big deal. Because I guarantee you, if you took one of these reporters that made a joke out of this and 9 guys beat one of them up, it'd be the end of the world.
Oh, of course. I mean, look what happened to Kathy Newman when she spoke to Jordan Peterson on Channel 4 over here. And then a few people wrote some horrible things about her on the internet afterwards. Everyone was, oh, you poor thing. Oh, you poor dear, you know, up against those internet trolls. It's a complete double standard. We know it's a double standard. But on the flip side, thinking, you know, silver lining wise, some of my friends who are quite normal, who have normal parents, who think that everything's fine and the media don't lie, they saw that clip and it actually did make them realize how bad it is. So, in a way, you have to be able to show the extremes for people to wake up and realize, actually, yes, this is what's happening on the streets. This is what's happening. It's not being reported, and it is being celebrated. So,
and even The Guardian has to admit that it's the road to dystopia. I mean, this is classic authoritarian nightmare dystopia we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it is. But, you know, there are lots of people that are now, they came out to Speaker's Corner last week to stand up for Brittany and Martin. And this Sunday, there's going to be a massive event. Tommy's going to be reading Martin's speech out. And I've been having a lot of messages from people that for the first time ever are going to come out and support what we're doing, which is basically just standing up for free speech and saying, we don't care if you say you're going to attack us. It's our right to come and say what we want, especially in this historic area. So that's kind of, we're hoping that this Sunday we're going to kind of set a precedent, really, and show that we're not going to back down, especially not in Britain.
Well, you know, the right wing can create authoritarianism, and it happens, but usually it's the left. And if you look at all the big collapsing countries, the authoritarianism, it usually comes out of the left. And I try to transcend that whole paradigm, but you know, the so-called leftists in universities and everywhere, they want it now. And so they need to know historically they're going to lose. They're on the wrong side of history.
Well, then they're convincing everyone, well, they're stopping fascism. You know, they're playing an important role in society, not realizing, yeah, sure, if you shut everyone else down that's on the side that you don't agree with, guess what? You're next. They're coming for you next. They don't like any form of government control.
They want
left or right.
The global submit, they want to put out a statement and then have robot bots rewrite it with different headlines and flavor. They're going to get rid of reporters. They're getting rid of this whole landscape of colorful, diverse ideas.
Right.
That's what's happening here.
Do you want free speech or do you want inclusion? Even though free speech and the First Amendment literally means it's all included, we're all allowed to speak.
And then the knowledge of the crowd's been proven that the best ideas, like the best restaurant or the best clothes or the best music, goes to the top.
Right.
I mean, you don't need to know that, you know, Jimi Hendrix is a lot better, you know, than, say, Nickelback. I mean, you don't need to force feed Jimi Hendrix on people, or you don't need to force feed Beethoven, or at least you don't on me, or you know, something, or George Strait. I mean, right. You know, George Strait is better than, I think of some just horrible pop country band. Luke Bryan, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know any.
I'm saying is everybody knows George Strait's a lot better than a lot of that stuff. All right, in closing, we appreciate Lucy Brown, your courage. Any other nuggets, tidbits? How do people follow you individually if they still let you be on Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, you can follow me on Lucy Brown, and obviously wherever Tommy is, wherever George and Kaylin are, I'm running around with them. But just keep your eyes peeled on Sunday. Sunday is the day where Britain is going to make a stand. So keep your eyes peeled. I think we're going to have a hashtag Speaker's Corner going, and we're basically going to reclaim Speaker's Corner. It'll be the battle for Speaker's Corner. So keep your eyes out, because Britain is about to fight back, and it's going to get nasty.
This Sunday morning, England prevails. again, what time? Because I was talking about coming in and doing a live feed for a couple hours and picking up your feeds. So I think we're going to do that, guys. So I think be ready. What time should people be there? If they're in the UK, I think people from Ireland should come across. The Scots ought to come down. I mean, this is the fight, going back to the Magna Carta, even for free speech.
We're aiming for 3 p.m., but of course, I reckon it's going to be a day of live streaming. I reckon you're going to be able to see feeds from all over the place. There's a lot of YouTubers coming down. So, yeah, just keep an eye on it, probably from around midday onwards. But we're aiming to have Tommy read that speech at 3 p.m. by hook or by crook.
All right. And that's what time is 3 p.m. here? I guess that's about 9 in the morning. So we'll cover it live. I'm going to come in.
9 at night.
This Sunday. No, if it's 3 over there, it'll be 9 in the morning here. So this is going to be the battle for Speaker's Corner. We're going to be here covering it live. I mean, am I right? You mean 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, correct?
Yep.
10 a.m. 10 a.m. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
So we're going to be covering the battle for Speaker's Corner at Infowars.com. We'll have all the different YouTube feeds up listed, all the Facebook feeds. We'll have our own feeds, and we'll hopefully be able to have you guys on with us live as well. So we salute you, Lucy Brown. Anything else?
No, thanks, Alex. It's a real pleasure talking to you.
We shall fight with growing strength and confidence in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. And we shall never surrender.
No.
All right, there you go. Now, Leanne, I tell you, that we got Steven Crowder coming up, hopefully. He's a busy beaver. We've got this band video of his, of a guy like, beep, 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 beep. I'm a robot. Beep, 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 beep. So you're going to see the hate, the evil, the most despicable, vile, XXX hatred you've ever seen. A man with a silver box on his head going, beep, 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 beep. So that is banned. Look, there he is, Steven Crowder.
Thought criminal.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we all put a good face on it, but I was just talking to Steven Crowder, a very popular syndicated radio and TV host. Needs no introduction. Big, all the young people I know are huge fans, and the adults are fans as well, which scares the globalist. When it comes to young people, he's got more viewers than Fox and CNN combined. So do we, so they want to censor us. But now Fox is being sued for questioning the murder of Seth Rich. So see, that's where all this is going. Well, they went a few days ago to South by Southwest to a trans event, and they had their spin the computer. That's the character on the show. He identifies as a computer. Don't be hateful. You'll be arrested in California. Going beep, 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 beep. And then that was, he's been banned off Twitter for 5 days because of that. And the media is supporting him. They're saying it's a good thing. It's hateful to, you know, buy your ticket and go to an event and say, I'm a robot. The people there thought it was funny. Here it is.
Spent so, more time with computers, and so I've always
identified. I grew up in a father's home, just to give you my backstory, beep beep. And I spend a lot of time with computers.
Beep beep.
And I just have a strong connection with them, beep beep.
More than, more so than people.
And more so even than people, and that's kind of why I'm a computer now. I identify as a computer. don't know if that's okay. Beep, beep.
And if you all think about it, really the human brain is just an advanced CPU process. I mean,
if you think about it, like the human brain is just like another computer, right? Beep, beep, just processing things. So, yeah.
So, Sven, when it gets to your turn, give your story like we talked about, make your joke, say you can call me anything you want, just not Windows 2000, and then end it with, I'm also a raging f***.
Well, my name is Sven Computer. My pronouns, I don't really care. You can call me anything. Just don't call me Windows 2000. That would be very offensive. And that's about it, and I'm a raging f***.
And I've noticed what they mainly ban is stuff that's funny. They want to own comedy and own being ironic. Steven Crowder, what in the hell is going on with the left?
I'm sorry, I still laugh when I see my intern Sven Computer up there doing it. It was funny to me. They banned us, and so we sent in Sven Computer. So he was totally allowed to be there, had a badge. I do want to correct one thing. The people there afterward did not think it was funny because they realized how silly it looked. So I just want to be
sure.
Clear.
I mean, for the video I saw, they were laughing, but I guess later they didn't like it.
Right, exactly. They didn't like it, so I don't want to misrepresent them. But yeah, here's the deal. No one knows the violations with YouTube or Twitter. We were banned on Twitter immediately upon posting this video. And here's the crazy thing. It was a 12-hour ban, okay, Alex? And then there was a scheduled tweet. You know this. You probably have some scheduled tweets because you have different social media accounts that you run for the show. You schedule a tweet maybe a couple hours in advance. There was a scheduled tweet of this same video. Now, here's the thing. Once they banned me for 12 hours, I couldn't access my account to remove the scheduled tweet. So it went up. I got a double infraction. I've been banned for a week and no answer at all from Twitter. And, of course, YouTube said this was a privacy violation, by the way, Texas single-party consent state. But the violation didn't have a time code. As you know, there's supposed to be a legal process. There's a policy process with YouTube. If there's a violation, it says at which point in the video. We were just sent the whole video. They just don't want this up anywhere. It is so silly. It's fun. It makes them out to look silly, the whole LGBT. It wasn't, by the way, Alex, I have to correct you so that you don't get sued. It wasn't a trans event. It was a gender nonconformity event. There were genders there that you've never even heard of
before.
See,
that's the thing. I can't even hardly keep track of my taxes and my kids' events. I made the joke 6 months ago that they're going to have LGBTQ, X394, QL93, DLC94. And now they're saying, is it getting too long? And like, it's like I'm in a cult. I've got to know all this. And
Jones, I got the 42 pages right here, the complete list of all genders.
We'll go over a few of those.
I'm trying to go through it to see if I can find this computer.
Like they have a new one where you want to have sex with cars.
Right, or that it's a frost gender, freeze gender. That's when you just feel snowy and cold and arctic, which is, you know, or they.
I mean, let's just say this is total mental illness.
You feel like a marsh or a swamp.
Please tell me
swamp
no
land.
One's getting.
Let
there
me ask Crowder this and then
vegetables near dry ice.
What is going on, Crowder? What is the end game of this?
Well, here's the. It's tough to be able to say what the end game is. Obviously, we feel that we've been targeted because of our point of view, because there are policies. They don't clarify what the policies are. They don't tell you what they are. They don't give you a way to remedy it. We want to play ball. We don't want to break the law. We obey the law. Here's the thing, Alex. We have a show at SMU on March 22nd, okay? There's a professor at UT Arlington who has been trying to get this show canceled, the March 22nd show at SMU. He doesn't even go to SMU. He was posting these false memes, which were started from some kind of an alt-right neo-Nazi website that basically they thought I was Jewish for a long time, so they would send me these anti-Semitic tweets or death threats. They found out I wasn't Jewish, and so then they started doing these false libelous memes with swastikas tattooed on me and horrible racist, you know, kinds of fake quotes.
Sure, so that group is false flagging, and it's not just left false flagging. You've got extreme right-wing racist groups that attack you and I and everybody,
yeah.
Because they want to control the movement. Exactly.
Well, here's the crazy thing about it, and this is why it all ties back in. So these, by the way, these went up on Twitter. So you could find a picture of me with a swastika tattooed on my neck saying, you know, kill all horrible things. I can't repeat.
And you don't want to say it because they'll edit it to say you said it.
Right, exactly. I reported them to Twitter. I said, this is not true. This is a libelous meme. It was allowed up. So here's the thing. We can obey the law, right, with YouTube. Go to a single-party consent state, pay for access. We have the right to record, and it can be a violation of policy. But then you have places like Twitter where actual libel, actual slander is a crime, is allowed on their platform. They don't follow the law,
Twitter
and they
Facebook
allow breaking the law.
Have multi-million person accounts that are up for 6 months, a year, saying kill Trump.
Yes. Oh, there are plenty that say kill me, of course, too. I mean, listen, I deal with it every day. I've reported them. I'm like, hey, this guy says he wants to kill me. It's not a violation. Here's something else, Alex. You want to hear a crazy story? This, and the reason that ties back is that professor at UT Arlington was using those false memes to try and get me banned from SMU for something I didn't. If you want to say this video is offensive, fine. You want to say my jokes?
Steven, see,
jokes?
That's what they do to me. They say that I say there's Martian bases. They say I say firefighters whip the World Trade Center. No, I said there was a stand down. It's come out in the news. That's how they get us all. They misrepresent what I say. They misrepresent what you say. Then they attack when you go on my show or I go on yours. They go, oh, you're on with that Nazi Crowder. Or, oh, you're on with that Nazi Alex. And then we all go, I better not be with that person. And this is how they're trying to kill everybody coming together.
Yeah, you know, let me make this as clear as humanly possible. The reason I was targeted by neo-Nazis is because I believe Israel has a right to exist. I support the Second Amendment. I support the First Amendment. I support freedom of speech. I support the right to protest. People are going to protest our show at SMU on March 22nd. I support their right to... I want to be as clear as humanly possible. What I have a problem with are misleading business practices where we don't know the rules. Because, Alex, you know, how many people, Alex, do you employ there at your program?
It's over 100 with the shipping department and legal and everything.
Good Lord. Oh, good for you. You're doing well. Hats off to you. You know, ours is about 15. Here's the thing. I don't agree with everything you say. You don't agree with everything I say. But those people are dependent on you being able to follow rules that are clearly established, right?
And, well, my exactly. It's totally Kafka-esque. It's all selectively enforced. There are no rules. The rules are they can do whatever they want.
Well, here's something they can't do. Twitter actually helped me create an ad campaign, and we're going to be announcing live with my lawyer here in the coming week some action that we'll be taking. By the way, people out there, I know you do this. You need to take proper legal action at this point. The time for just complaining on social media, that's not enough. We need to hit them where it hurts legally and sting them, the wallet. That's where it hurts. Here's something that Twitter did. They said, hey, you should advertise on Twitter. I said, I don't know if that's the... No, you should invest your money in advertising on Twitter because you get to keep the followers you gain, and it's a great way. I said, okay, they helped create an advertising campaign to gain followers, right? They multiple times got on the phone with me and said, hey, let's correct it this way. Hey, maybe change the copy. They did this for years, took the money, and then said the copy and the ads they told me to create, the ones they helped devise, were a violation of Twitter's policy.
That's it. So it's fraud. It's unfair. It's fraud. It's unfair trade practices. They did that to us, too. Facebook, they take your money, you build up this big thing, you send all the traffic to it, and then they just blow it all away and use what they told you to do, just like they told the Russians with that ad package for the election. Cover guns, cover Black Lives Matter. Russians only spent a few $100,000. They wanted to spend millions. All these different media outlets, RT, were trying to spend money. And then they use what they told Twitter to, RT to do as the proof of Russian bots, Stephen.
I've never been told anything by Facebook. I don't know about the Russia situation. I know that here's what I know about Russia. I know that nearly every time I read about Russia in the news, the next day I read that the story wasn't true. So I've tuned it out. I don't care about Russia anymore. That's where I am with Russia. I don't know about anyone else. I'd say tweet me and let me know at S. Crowder, but they can't.
Well, let me ask you this question. They're really scared of you because the young people love you. That's what it's all about. I'm not kidding. All the public schools I go to, because my children are in school, but then they play on other teams, you know, they're in a private school. And I go to high schools and middle schools, and it's like Elvis arrived, and then they're like, we love Steven Crowder, we love Gavin McGinnis, we love Paul Watson. And then I talk to these young people when my daughter has four or five of her friends over, they go to public school, and they go, who is CNN? Who is Anderson Cooper? Who's Oprah Winfrey? But they know who Steven Crowder is, and they're wanting pictures with me, and their dad's coming to pick them up wanting pictures with me. That's why the media's scared, because they only got the old people.
Right.
Why is that,
Steven? Well, first off, I really appreciate it. I'm glad, and might I suggest better public schooling, because I don't want kids watching myself. I'm kidding, of course, but it's not for everybody. Here's the situation there, and you're right. There's a generational gap. I actually had someone who was really popular on Vine. Remember Vine say,
yes.
Hey, man, I really want to get into YouTube. We always said there will never be the ratings that Carson used to have because there were three networks. Now we're back to it. YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. And they're scared of it. Now we're back to a few major networks on the dial, and people like me are at the top of that dial, and they've got some controlling to do.
That's right. They're absolutely crapping their britches.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.